This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Catch me outside. How about that?
You can't beat her. She's going to school, you sucker. You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try. I wish I could roll my R's like
you
Cardi
can't
B.
Beat her.
You ain't okay. Going to win.
Okay.
Man,
okay.
You're going down. You think you can. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farm. Scott is from Worcester. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Scott is building a house today?
Not today, but it being a house, having a house built.
Oh, very cool. Where are you building it?
In a town north of Worcester in Paxton.
Oh, okay. Cool. In a town somewhere. None of your business, Carson.
Yeah, right. The two of them having a house built. No, I'm not.
A dollhouse.
It's made of Lego.
Glass house. Scott, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. You're going to score yourself $100. Just a reminder, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy has now stepped in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Scott, I'm just going to give you a little heads up. Kennedy seems a little sleepy and out of it this morning. So I think if you
totally
get
two
or three right, and I think you can win this, buddy, okay?
All right, let's hope for the best here.
Question number one, Lady Gaga was spotted kissing a new guy. It was not Bradley Cooper. True or false, Lady Gaga has previously performed during the halftime of the Super Bowl.
True.
Question number two, the Bachelorette finale aired last night. Annie apparently is shook. I cannot wait to hear the update. Which network does the Bachelor and Bachelorette air on?
ABC.
Question number three, Zach Brown turning 41 today. What? Me and Zach Brown share a birthday?
And no 10 idea. Years apart.
How about that? In one of his most famous songs, he says, you know, I like my chicken fried, cold beer on a blank.
Friday night.
My man.
Hey.
Question number four, Idris Elba was on Stephen Colbert. He talked about going to cat school to learn how to play a cat for the new movie Cats.
Say cat one more time.
Which of these songs is from the Cats musical? Memory, I Dreamed a Dream, or Seasons of Love?
I'm going to go with Memory.
And question number five. J.K. Rowling turns 54 today. She created the Harry Potter universe. Which type of scar does Harry have on his forehead?
A dollar sign? But I'm kidding. No, a lightning bolt.
Had it going there in the first half.
He got jokes. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Hit us with that okie doke.
That would have been so much better.
All right, Kennedy. Scott from Worcester.
Yep.
Got 5 out of 5.
Wow.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Bam.
Bam. I like Scott.
Kennedy, these are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong because it's going to add to the suspense. Plus, the fact that you're going on like an hour of sleep is going to help out, too. Question number one. Lady Gaga was spotted kissing a new guy, and it was not Bradley Cooper. True or false, Lady Gaga previously performed during the halftime of the Super Bowl?
Yes, she has. True.
Question number two. The Bachelorette finale aired last night. Which network does The Bachelor and Bachelorette air on?
ABC.
Question number three. Zach Brown, turning 41 today, Kennedy. In one of his most famous songs, he says, you know, I like my chicken fried, cold beer on a blank.
On a Friday night.
Question number four. Idris Elba was on Stephen Colbert. He talked about going to cat school to learn how to play a cat for the new movie Cats. Which of these songs is from the musical? Memory. I Dreamed a Dream. Seasons of Love.
Memory.
Question number five. J.K. Rowling also celebrating birthday today. She created the Harry Potter universe. Which type of scar does Harry have on his forehead?
A lightning bolt scar.
All right. So question number one. You said true about Lady Gaga on the Super Bowl halftime show. Yes. Tied at one. Question number two, ABC is correct. Friday night, yes. Memory, yes. And a lightning bolt scar. That is correct.
Whoa. Yes, well done, Scott.
We end up in a 5-5 tie. Unfortunately, Scott, you don't get the win. But whenever we have a 5-5 tie, I go ahead and give you the money because it's not mine. It belongs to my boss, Sal, and he gets angry when I lose it.
Amazing.
So congratulations. You got yourself $100 and you have a pair of tickets to the World Music and Wine Festival August 7th at the Cape Cod Melody Tent. If you want to buy tickets, go to melodytent.org, but you'll be there for free at that show. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go, Scott?
My name is Scott from the Woo. Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
So good to have that jingle back.
Try, homeboy.
You can't beat him.
Chicken butt.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Oh, it felt like months.
Haters are my motivators.
You ain't gonna win.
It's not like you wrote the song.
Yeah, but you make me feel like I do, Carson.
Game time. Kempi Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Caden is from Fall River. Good morning, Caden.
Good morning.
Caden can apparently do the alphabet backwards.
That is correct.
All right, knock it out real quick.
VYXWVUTSRQPOMNLKJIHGFEDCBA.
Atta girl.
Wow. Must crush it at the DUI checkpoints.
I have never gotten stopped. I've never been able to do it.
Kaden, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Five trivia questions, all of them pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy has now stepped out of the studio into that soundproof booth, and she cannot hear anything that is about to happen. Kennedy with 2,841 wins, only 238 losses. Question number one, Terry Crews celebrated his 51st birthday the other day with a shirtless selfie he posted on Instagram. What is the name of the movie he played in with undercover detectives Marlon and Sean Wayans, where he is passionate about the song 1,000 Miles?
White Chicks.
Question number two. Journey is extending their Vegas run. Who is the lead singer of Journey for their big run of commercial success in the 70s and 80s?
Steve Perry.
Question number three. Selena Gomez apparently obsessed with Shark Tank. If you don't believe it, check out her reaction to her friends presenting her with surprise tickets to see a taping for her birthday. There are moguls that rotate in and out of Shark Tank. How many sharks sit on the panel at once?
Five.
My son is obsessed with this show.
Because he's an entrepreneur.
He loves it. Speaking of Shark Tank, Mark Cuban celebrating his 61st birthday today. He is a billionaire, a Shark Tank member, and owner of which NBA franchise?
The Mavericks.
Question number five. The cast of Zoe 101 reunited, but Jamie Lynn Spears wasn't able to make it, so she was supposed to FaceTime in, but fell asleep. Of course, her sister is Britney Spears. What year did Britney Spears have her breakdown where she shaved her head? Was it 2002, 2004, or 2007?
2007.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Wow, listeners came to play today.
Beast.
Yes. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Caden got 5 out of 5.
Oh my
correct.
Gosh, what is going on around here today?
That is two contestants in a row today that have gotten 5 out of 5. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Also, Kennedy going on like 3 minutes of sleep.
Come on now.
Question number one. Terry Crews celebrated his 51st birthday earlier this week with a shirtless selfie. Should I do the same?
No.
Since I'm 51 and have that same physique.
We can put them side by side.
It's a great idea, Dan.
It's the before and after.
I'm the after. What is the name of the movie he played in with undercover detectives Marlon and Sean Wayans, where he is passionate about the song 1,000 Miles?
White Chicks.
Question number two. Journey is extending their Vegas run. Who was the lead singer of Journey for their big run of commercial success in the 70s and 80s?
Steve Perry.
Question number three, Selena Gomez, obsessed with Shark Tank. And if you don't believe it, check out her reaction to her friends presenting her with surprise tickets to see a taping for her birthday. Kennedy, how many sharks sit on the panel at once on Shark Tank?
Well, there's the guy in the middle, Mr. Fabulous, and then there's like a girl. Five.
Five.
Is that five or five?
Five!
Question number four. Speaking of Shark Tank, Mark Cuban celebrating his 61st birthday today. He and I also have this in common, being a billionaire and an owner of an NBA franchise. Which one does he own, Kennedy?
The Dallas Mavericks.
Question number five. The cast of Zoe 101 reunited, but Jamie Lynn Spears wasn't able to attend. She was supposed to FaceTime in, but fell asleep. Of course, her sisters, Britney Spears, had a meltdown back in which year where she shaved her head? Was it 2002, 2004, or 2007?
Seven.
All right. Question number one. You said white chicks. That is correct, Kennedy. Question number two, Steve Perry. That is correct. Question number three, five. That was right. The Dallas Mavericks, yes. And 2007 is correct.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I thought for sure I only got two right.
That is two contestants, and both times, all of you getting all of the questions and answers correctly. Kaden, guess what? You lose, but I'm going to give you the cash anyway because my boss, Sal, hates to give away money.
Perfect. Thank you.
Also, I have a pair of tickets for you to see Khalid on August 10th at the TD Garden. So you got the money and the tickets. Those tickets are on sale right now. You enjoy the show. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I am Kaden from Fall River, but I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
What was her name again?
You can't beat Kennedy.
Wow, Traffic Girl?
Traffic Girl.
Right, that's me.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going woman.
Traffic Woman.
Woman.
Random girl over there.
Woman.
Game time. Kimmy Kennedy brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffee, any size, any time. Carolyn is from North Andover. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
As I hear it, Carolyn played maybe 3 years ago. Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
And how did you do?
I got four. Kennedy got five.
Oh.
Wah, wah, wah. All right, kick Kennedy out of the studio, Carolyn.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Kennedy with 2,841 wins. Only 238 losses. Again, if you tie, you lose. She is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Question number one. Rico Rodriguez II is 21 today. He's Manny Delgado on Modern Family. Who plays his mom on the show?
Oh, Sofia Vergara.
Question number two. BJ Novak sharing a birthday with me today. He is 40 years old. He played Ryan on The Office. Ryan had a relationship with Mindy Kaling's character on the show. What was her character's name?
Kelly.
Question number three. The gentleman from Queer Eye will be on Watch What Happens Live tonight with Andy Cohen. What is the nickname for the Queer Eye guys?
The Fab Five.
Question number four. Sheryl Crow says the first country performer she looked up to was Barbara Mandrell. The best advice she ever received was don't sweat the small stuff. And she's never had a terrible job. She had a duet with Kid Rock back in the day. What was that song called?
Oh, gosh, I have no clue.
What?
Oh, it's so good.
Best karaoke song.
I don't know. I'll just say We're in Love.
Question number five. Cardi B's concert in Indianapolis was canceled 30 minutes before showtime. Apparently, there was some kind of security threat. Cardi B has a movie with J-Lo coming out where they both play exotic dancers. What is the movie called?
Hustlers.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Wow, we've had a pretty good run today on Can't Beat Kennedy.
They got Kennedy. 14 out of 15 collectively.
Yeah, the contestants did very well today, Kennedy. Carolyn got 4 out of 5 here.
Wow.
Are you ready?
I am.
These are very tough questions. Question number one. Rico Rodriguez the second is 21 today. He's Manny Delgado on Modern Family. Who plays his mom on the show?
Sofia Vergara.
Tied to one. Question number two. BJ Novak celebrating his 40th today. He played Ryan on The Office. Ryan had a relationship with Mindy Kaling's character on the show. What's her name?
Kelly.
Kennedy operating on 30 seconds of sleep right now,
come
too.
On, guys.
Tied to two. Question number three. The gentlemen from Queer Eye are going to be on Watch What Happens Live tonight with Andy Cohen.
That should be good.
What is the name for the Queer Eye guys, their nickname? Oh.
The Fabulous Five.
The Fab Five.
The Fab Five.
Good enough.
I kind of went with Annie on that one.
No, no. And absolutely. Annie, it wasn't right.
Annie couldn't look you in the eye when
it
she
It wasn't
took,
right. If it's not right, I don't
the
get
Fab
it.
Fab Five. Very close. All right. So it is 3-2 for Carolyn. Question number 4. Sheryl Crow says the first country performer she looked up to was Barbara Mandrell, and even got some advice from her that said, don't sweat the small stuff. She has a duet with Kid Rock, Kennedy, Sheryl Crow does. What was that song called?
Picture.
We are tied at 3, going to the final question. What's Carolyn got right? Cardi B concert in Indianapolis was canceled 30 minutes before showtime because of some sort of security threat. She has a movie coming out with J-Lo where they both play professional dancers.
Mm.
Adult entertainers, if you will. What is the movie called?
Hustlers.
That is correct.
Wow. Nail biter.
Wow. That was a good run today.
This morning was, yeah.
5-5, 5-5, and 4-4.
I mean it. Mm. Good work.
Yep. I really wanted to give you Sal's $100. I'm kind of sad about that.
Sorry.
You do get 4 tickets to Canobie Lake Park, though, where all the fun is, thrill rides, water rides, games, and more. And don't forget Castaway Island with a tidal river and private cabanas. You enjoy those tickets, okay?
That's awesome. Thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Carolyn from North Andover, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.